when you learned that the comic that shocked you around the league last year, how did it affect you?
You know what? To be honest with you, it didn't really affect me. And I say that because, first of all, this is a business, and, you know, and it happens. I think, you know, it happens to the best of them. Obviously, they Dream left, Steve Coutinho. I mean, you know, players like that. But at the same time, it wasn't something that I was surprised about. It wasn't something I didn't know about. To be honest with you, I wasn't really sure if I wanted to be here. You know, but things worked out, and I'm here, and I'm going to make the most of it, and I'm glad I'm still here to get an opportunity to come back and play here another season, and, you know, playing with Jeanette again, obviously, that's going to make my stay here even that much more better, but I wasn't surprised.
Did you think for a moment you thought you were going to get traded? I mean, I know you heard it. Did you think there was that you're about to go?
You know, I really didn't think about it, and, you know, I heard it from everybody, and I guess people didn't think I was aware of that or I didn't know what was going on, but I was very well aware of everything that was going on, but it wasn't a thing where, you know, I sat down and said, well, you know, this might be my last season with the Comets, I might be going somewhere else. You know, I never really thought about it. In the off season, I tried to make it just that. You know, off season, and I don't deal with any comic stuff. I don't deal with any basketball stuff that's going on. And I just try to enjoy my life outside of basketball.
You weren't mad, hurt, angry, bitter?
Absolutely not. Not at all.
You say things worked out. Was part of that sitting down with Van at any time and talking about the situation?
I think the only way you're going to be able to work out problems, situations, or differences, whatever it is to actually go to that person and sit down with that person and talk about it. And that's what I did. You know, I obviously went to Russia, played over there for a few months, and came back here, and then I went and played in the NWBL. And at the time, I wasn't ready to go in and sit down with Coach Chancellor and talk to him about different things, different situations, and stuff, you know, with this team. And when the time was finally right, I said, well, you know, I'm going to go in, sit down, and talk to him. You know, none of my plans ever include going to him saying, Coach, you know, I don't want to play anymore. I want to be traded. But at the same time, I want to be happy, and I want to be somewhere where I feel like I'm helping the team, and the team wants me there. Not to say I didn't feel that here, but, you know, you hear different things, and you see different things, but until you go, I've always been the type of person that I'm going to go directly to that person and say, well, what's going on? What are your concerns? What are your issues? Because this is what I'm concerned about, and these are my issues. And to be able to sit down with him and talk to him about those things, you know, I think everything got worked out.
Last time I heard you talk about having fun, enjoying the game of basketball, resulted in another MVP. Do you feel like you have that type of season in you?
Absolutely.
Elucidate more.
Elaborate. Get
your thoughts. You know, obviously, I don't think it's any secret. Last season, not only myself individually, you know, had a terrible season. I thought we did as a team. And that was one of my concerns that I had with this team was, you know, the first 4 years we won championships, and, you know, it seems like we've gone down ever since then. And I call it selfish or whatever you want it to be, anytime I'm going to play, I'm going to be a part of an organization, I need to know and want to know that they have the same interest that I have, and that's to bring in the best players you can possibly bring in, to do the best job that you can do, to make sure, just to give us an opportunity to put ourselves in that position to compete. And, you know, last season I just felt like, you know, whether that was individually, collectively as a team, I just didn't feel like we wanted that. You know, I worked extremely hard in the off season, and you know, I think right now the only thing that's holding me back from having the type of season that I want to have is my ankle. You know, if I can get my ankle going and get my ankle back strong, I feel very good about our chances as a team to get back to that level to compete for another championship, because I definitely think we have individual talent, you know, and collectively as a team, I definitely think we're going to be a very good team. And, you know, there are a few things that I feel like I not necessarily need to prove to anybody, but I want to prove. I'm 34 years old, and I still feel like I can play with the best of them, and, you know, I'm not quite ready to call it quits yet.